The other thing that's happened since, distribution has become ubiquitous and music making, anybody with a Mac has GarageBand and can make music, and you can go to TuneCore and post this music for $35. There's a ton of new releases. There used to be 22,000 albums released. Now there's 120,000 albums released every year, and 80% of them sell under 100 units. So there's such a glut of releases, it's just more difficult than ever for artists to break through. More new artists were breaking 20 years ago than are breaking today. Before the web, it was easier. All this talk of the long tail ended up to be an interesting theory, but it's a theory that's been proven false on reality. And me and everyone else believed at the beginning that the democratization of the music business by the web was going to make more stars break through all the time, because people won't be limited by financial resources. But that hasn't been true at all. The only ones that are breaking through are the ones with financial resources. It's not enough to get distribution and to be on the web. You have to be promoted and marketed. There has to be a business behind you pushing your music, is what we found. So we try and show ways that can happen, that artists can do it themselves to get to a point where then they can raise enough capital to get to the next level and basically, get their career going in this what is probably the most difficult period in the history of the music business for breaking as an artist, even though there's all these tools that are free or cheap to do it.